You know what? We Christians have a lot in common. We may be a fruit salad sometimes when it comes to our personalities and our preferences and our experiences, but we have a lot of things in common, and one of them is that all of us have mothers. Some of us had Christian mothers, some otherwise. Some of us had good mothers. Some of us had great mothers. And when you think about it, just about all mothers taught us something about God, whether they realized it or not. For instance, through that wonderful thing called the umbilical cord, your mother fed you and sustained you and brought you into the world alive. And then she fed you, and she did everything she could to protect you and to help you grow. Almighty God did exactly the same thing. He bathed you with life, and then he fed you, and then he gave you the bread of life, his word. That's a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path, all to help you grow. That's all from Psalm 119, by the way. The devil wanted your soul, but God did everything necessary to protect you, just like your mom did, except God did it better. We call God our Heavenly Father. We could probably also call him our Heavenly Mother. I thought back to my own mom and the many ways that she taught me about God, and she did it through all kinds of pearls of wisdom. I wonder if your moms did the same thing. For instance, my mom taught me about prayer. I can hear her right now saying to me, "Harry, you better pray that saying comes out of the carpet." I had no idea that you could pray for carpet stains, but she taught me that. And I later learned that you can pray to God about just about anything, because God has opened ears and hearts to hear from us. It says in 1 John 5:14, "This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us." Isn't that wonderful? I'm so grateful that my mom taught me to pray. And now I know that God hears my prayers, and that's even more wonderful. My mom also taught me about authority and obedience. I can hear her right now saying, "Because I said so, that's why." Jesus said practically the same thing in Matthew 28 when he said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." Boy, am I glad my mom taught me about that. Or I might have missed it when Jesus tried to teach me the same thing. He said something else. He said, "Go and make disciples, teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you." How are you doing with that? How are you doing with that? It ain't too late, because the fat lady has not sung yet. You see what I mean about how smart my mother was? Mom also taught me about the consequence of disobedience. I can hear her right now saying to me, "Harry, you keep crying and I'll give you something to cry about." Mom could really dish it out. I don't know if she intended to teach me about divine retribution, but it sure stuck in my memory, and it's a good thing she did, because I learned later that God can dish it out too. Proverbs 3:11, "My child, do not despise the Lord's discipline, and do not resent his rebuke, because the Lord disciplines those whom he loves." Thank you, Mom, for teaching me about prayer and authority and obedience. Let's see, is there any more? Oh, yes. She taught me about anticipation. I can hear her right now saying, Harry, you just wait till your father gets home. I used to like it when my father came home, but there were those times when there was some anxious anticipation in the air as I waited for him to walk in the door. Mom taught me all that. Nobody else did. She must have known what it says in Romans 2:6. It says, God will give to each person according to what he has done. I suppose it goes two ways. The good things we've done and the not so good things we've done. I hope I've done some good things, because it goes on to say this in verse 7. It says, to those who are persistent in doing good, seek glory, honor, and immortality, God will give eternal life. Blessed assurance. I like that part. I'm not so fond of the next part, however. Verse 8 says, but for those who are self-seeking and who reject the truth and follow evil, there will be wrath and anger. Yep, Mom taught me to straighten up and fly right before Dad got home. And later I learned that I need to do that before Jesus comes back. Because he's coming back, you know. Anticipation. I did not realize it at the time, but Mom also taught me to appreciate what I had. I can hear her right now saying to me, Harry, shut your mouth and eat your supper. You see, I didn't like asparagus. The way Mom cooked it, it was very mushy. Ooh, I didn't like that. I love asparagus today, but not mushy asparagus. But that's another way that God taught me about God, because he said in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And I learned that you can thank God for asparagus, even when it's mushy. Mom also taught me about bad weather. I can almost hear her right now saying to me, Harry, for goodness sakes, your room looks like a tornado came through it. I didn't even know what a tornado was, but I figured it had to be bad. And then I learned from Jeremiah 23:19 that bad weather is nothing to sneeze at. It says there, the storm of the Lord will burst out in wrath. Wow. A whirlwind swirling down on the heads of the wicked. Okay, then. I guess I better clean up my room. And I guess I better clean up my act, too. I'm still learning that one. Are you doing okay with that? Pay attention, Lois. My mom could also be very affirming. I remember one day she said to me, Harry, you are just like your father. She didn't say it with a kind tone in her voice. I don't think she was being negative when she said that, was she? I was looking at it as a compliment. After all, Isaiah said, O Lord, you are our father. We are the clay, and you are the potter. We are all the work of your hand. You see what I mean? And Jesus said in John 14, verse 9, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. I think Mom was being positive. I hope she was. Well, I'm sure that she was being positive one day when she gave me a compliment. That was the day she said, one day you will have kids, and I hope that they grow up to be just like you. She did have a bit of an edge in her voice when she said that, but she was right, or at least she was close to right, because my kids are a lot like me in many ways. And the more I learned about God, the more I learned how right Mom was, because Paul said this in Ephesians 5, be imitators of God as dearly loved children. Be imitators of God as dearly loved children. I'm supposed to aspire to be like God in the way I live. And my mom not only hoped that I would have children, but that they would seek to be like me as I tried to be like God. Was that confusing? Well, don't worry about it. Let's move on. I learned about God from my mother. I learned a lot about God from my mother. If she were still with me, I'd send her a Mother's Day greeting right now. I really would. She worked hard to help me grow up and to mature. And she did it without even a paycheck. Same with God. Hebrews 6:1 says, therefore, let us leave the elementary teachings about Christ and go on to maturity. I mean, I'm not a young man, and I feel like, you know, surely I was mature a long time ago. But you know what? I have a lot of maturing yet to do. Renee has more to do than the rest of us because she's younger than the rest of us. Mom helped me with that. And I really wanted her to be proud of me. I loved it when she would go out of her way to build me up, even when I was not worthy of it. Same with God. Revelation 5, and I saw a mighty angel proclaiming in a loud voice, who is worthy to break the seals and open the scroll? But no one was found. No one was found to be worthy. Here's another thing I remember well. Whenever I was sick, Mom was the one I needed and wanted the most. And she would do just about anything to help me get well, just like God does. Psalm 103, praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and who heals all your diseases. Hallelujah. My mom was the best cook in the world, at least in my world. She was the best cook that I knew. I never went hungry, but Jesus is even more. John 6:35, he said, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry. And nobody else that I knew could hem my pants like my mom could. She cared about my every need. And by doing that, she demonstrated how much God cares about my needs. Philippians 4:19, and my God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. He didn't just say according to his riches. He said according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. I could be very selfish, but Mom still loved me. And she let me know she loved me. She poured herself out for me and my sister and my father. My mom really was a servant. She really was. And you know what I learned later? I learned that the Holy Spirit does that too. The Holy Spirit draws us to Jesus. That's a really good thing. And the Holy Spirit teaches us about faith. And that is something that we all need more of, you know? We all need more of that if we're going to make it in this life. And the Holy Spirit helps me use healing words rather than harmful words. At least, he does that when I let him. God's Holy Spirit also makes me aware of the needs of others, and in doing that, he prompts me to minister to them. Without that, I think I probably would just focus on my own needs. I think that's a very appropriate thought to share today when we begin the baby bottle campaign. The Holy Spirit gives me gifts and abilities to meet some of those needs of other people and to exalt God in ways that I just never knew before. I'm so thankful for God's Holy Spirit in my life and for the many ways that Mom showed me some of those qualities. Thank you, God, for all of our moms. Now, I'm going to get very personal. My Elizabeth was a great mother. And she was an even better grandmother. Just ask our 10 grandchildren, and they'll give you an earful. Elizabeth and I had 3 children, David, Debbie, and Jonathan. Jonathan died in the womb at 6 months. I named him Jonathan because of having David first and the relationship of David and Jonathan in the Bible and how they helped and encouraged one another. And I was really looking forward to having 2 sons and watching them grow and mature and how they would work together, but it wasn't to be. Elizabeth was absolutely devastated when Jonathan didn't make it. And it was on Mother's Day weekend that this happened. My heart was broken at many levels, but especially the fact that she had to give birth to Jonathan, but she was not able to give him life. Here's what I believe today and what I really hope is true. When Elizabeth went to heaven, she met Jonathan. And today she's able to be like a mother again. And I don't know, but I'll bet my mom and Elizabeth's mom are like grandmothers again today in heaven with Jonathan too, but now they don't have to give pearls of wisdom to Jonathan. They don't have to teach him. They don't have to correct him. They don't have to punish him. They don't have to hug him when it hurts. And that's because they are no longer part of an imperfect, sinful environment like we are. No? They are in absolute paradise, a place where all moms and all kids are perfect. What I'm about to tell you is a very sentimental story. It's a true one, however, and it came to my memory as I was preparing this message for you today. In January of this year, one of my granddaughters, Caitlin, called me and she was really excited and she said, "Granddad, I had a dream last night that I just can't wait to share with you." She said, "I was in your house and I was going out the front door when I looked up and I saw Grandbep." Her nickname was Betsy. Her younger brother couldn't say that. And he said, "Beppy." So her nickname became Beppy, and then it got shortened to Bep. And when the grandchildren came along, she said, "I want to be called Grandbep." So they did. Back to Caitlin's dream. She said, "I saw Grandbep, and I said, 'Grandbep, what are you doing here?' And she smiled at me, and she said, 'I just wanted to visit you.' And we hugged one another. And then I asked her, 'Grandbep, what is heaven like?' Her eyes lit up and she said, 'Oh, Caitlin, it is absolutely beautiful. There are emeralds everywhere.'" The emerald was Elizabeth's favorite jewel. It was green like her beautiful green eyes. And Caitlin said that in her dream, she also asked Elizabeth, "Tell me more about heaven." And she said, Elizabeth smiled again, and she said, "I can't do that, Caitlin, but you will find out. You will find out. You will see for yourself how beautiful it is." Now, as I said, that's a sentimental story, but brothers and sisters, I want us to all hear that. we will all find out how beautiful heaven is. I see your head shaking. Yes. Jesus said that he's gone there to prepare a place for us. And he even described it as a mansion with many rooms. I can't even imagine what that's all like, but I don't have to because I know that I know that I know where I'm going when I die. Amen. And I know that because Jesus Christ is totally trustworthy and he has promised to meet me there. And I have given my life to Jesus Christ. So I know that I know that I know that I know that I'm going to see him again. I'm going to be in heaven. And until that time comes, I am eternally thankful for all the things that my mom taught me about God. And I'm equally thankful for all the things that the Holy Spirit of God has taught me about Jesus. And with whatever time I have left, I'm also thankful that I have the opportunity to tell other people the truth about God. Aren't you? Don't you want others to know what you know and what you feel and what you experience about your Savior, Jesus Christ? Death does not have the last word. Jesus conquered death so that even sinners like us might go to eternity. Praise his name. Praise his name. You know, I started all this by saying that we have a lot in common as Christians. One of them is that we all have mothers. And another one is that we all have a Savior. Jesus the Christ. One of them loved us imperfectly, but completely. The other one loved us with perfection, and he still does. Do I hear an amen? Amen. Father, I thank you for our moms and for your truth, and I thank you especially for our Savior, Jesus Christ, who loves us absolutely perfectly and completely. May we live in such a way that others will know that too. I pray in Jesus' name, amen.